From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. There could be a rematch for Georgia's 6th district seat in the 2020 election. Republican Karen Handel says she's running for the same seat she lost last November. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Handel briefly held the 6th district seat after winning a special election in 2017 to replace Tom Price. But Democrat Lucy McBath flipped the district after a close race in the 2018 midterms. Handel launched her campaign with a video that did not mention McBath by name.
Together, we will take back the 6th.
McBath responded to the announcement on Twitter, calling Handel a, quote, career politician. Georgia State Senator Brandon Beach also announced his campaign to challenge McBath earlier this year. The 6th district covers parts of Fulton, DeKalb, and Cobb counties. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
President Trump's declaration of an emergency in pursuit of a border wall at the U.S.-Mexico border means money set aside for other defense construction may go to the wall instead. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, that includes a number of projects in Georgia.
The Georgia military projects that could be put on hold by the Department of Defense to help build the wall totaled just over $250 million. Topping the list is the $99 million earmarked for the Cybersecurity Center at Fort Gordon near Augusta, one of the biggest pieces of economic development in that city for some time. Projects across every branch of the military except the Coast Guard, from air traffic control to vehicle maintenance bays, fill out the list. There's no guarantee that the projects will stall. A note on the list from the Department of Defense points out that should the president's 2020 budget pass as delivered to Congress, none of the projects would lose funding. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
In sports, the Atlanta Hawks will be in New Orleans tonight to take on the Pelicans. The Hawks will look to earn their third win in a row after defeating the Sixers and Jazz last week, which are both playoff teams. Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 8 o'clock. And Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank has sold a 10% share of his team for $300 million. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Blank plans to use the proceeds for his charitable foundation. As part of the deal, the Atlanta Falcons franchise was valued at $3 billion. Blank bought the team for $545 million in 2002. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That is where we are live streaming as well.